Welcome to the Truthcast, the only podcast that's all about all of the story, the whole story, the complete story, the true story. There's a saying that there's always three sides to a story. Well, sometimes I believe I see many more sides than even three. I'm sure you might agree. Yes, in most recent media coverage of our day-to-day life, that is proven out. Well, if you care about a lovely little thing that was from yesteryear, I refer to as journalistic integrity, then the Truthcast podcast is your new favorite podcast. Welcome home. It's become all too familiar and disturbing. Many are probably even getting quite desensitized to the influx of violent domestic terrorism acts committed by none other than current and former military-trained United States of America citizens, most of which happen to be male, most of which happen to be husbands, fathers, brothers, and sons of we, the people of the United States of America. Domestic terrorism is definitely nothing to take lightly, but it's long overdue that the media finally covers the whole story, including the why. The why, as well as the who, the what, the when, the where, and the how, matters. If you dare, listen to the entire episode of this podcast. The truth will set us free. On this first installment of this podcast, I am running into a problem or two. First one being, I cannot seem to find any support groups or even loosely related agency, government 800 hotline phone number, or, well, pretty much anything related to help for the spouses of currently active and or veterans who are abusers. In other words, we all know that there are a lot of, shall we say, inadequacies in the veterans' mental health assistance for veterans themselves. But if you think that there's lack of services and adequate help regarding the veterans themselves, just try to find something for their wives that they're victimizing in their households. You're probably going to have a hard time finding it because it doesn't exist. So, finding this out was not too shocking, but yet it was kind of beyond scary. It also explains why there seems to be an ever-growing number of murders against women and children, primarily, that are within the households of these military monsters. And that is what they are. They were trained to be cold-blooded killers for the United States of America military. Now, just as with any cult, and yes, believe it or not, like it or not, the reality is, it is a cult. There's indoctrination, brain fucking, just like with any other cult in the military. Oh yeah, the tear you down, build you back up routine is very similar. And it attracts certain types of personalities. You have your women that from generation to generation have been victimized by the men, the immediate family men in their lives. And so you have that. And then you have the men who have had as examples primarily abusive males as their role models that taught them how to be bullies. And you put that into a military situation where they are, if they were any good at, you know, doing things like shooting things or blowing things up, they will be put into positions where that will be their main forte, right? So, there they are for however many months or years that they do their service, blowing things up and killing people and things and destroying things and all that. Then you take someone who probably, when they entered in to the armed forces, were quite young, probably had at least one addiction already, at least beginning for them, be it drug or alcohol, sex or whatever it might have been. Then you take that person and you put them in war situations. Okay, now, fast forward, it's time for them to end their military career. They are to go back to civilization. Yay! All of us people here in the United States of America await their arrival. We're so joyous. Yes, it's such a wonderful, it's so heart touching, isn't it? But then we don't think about the fact that they don't know how to be civilized anymore. Not really. And they're probably going to come back with some level of PTSD and related issues. Plus, they're going to probably have a much more severe addiction problem than they probably went into the military with. Now, you wrap all of those problems together, roll them all up together. Yeah. And we all are shocked at what we end up with as a result. You know, guys that are victimizing women in their own households, and they get breaks left and right because when cops show up to the household, they do their routine of, I'm a poor disabled veteran, and, you know, hey, no guy wants to deal to a guy who claims to be that any ill will, right? So we'll just, you know, pat him on the shoulder, tell the woman, here's a pamphlet, make your calls, la da 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 da. Well, sorry, but if a woman's trapped by financial reasons or otherwise, with or without children, it's not likely that that little pamphlet's going to prove to be anything worthwhile other than maybe wipe your ass with. So, the problem worsens, the violence gets more extreme, the whole hot mess of everything is just a matter of time, like a ticking time bomb, ironically. And yeah, sometimes, as a matter of fact, in recent history, we're finding that it's not just staying within the confines of the home anymore. Sooner or later, this created monster, or should I say these created monsters, plural, will unleash their wrath upon the public at large, public shootings and such. And people will repeatedly ask the same lame questions after these awful events happen. And the questions don't ever really get answered. And it's probably because the only way to really be honest and open and completely truthful about those answers to those difficult questions is to do as I just did. And that does not make people comfortable. Not at all. Plus, it may not be what is in certain circles considered politically correct. People have come to be very much about what matters as far as appearances and sounding good and being politically correct to the point we don't want to, you know, hurt anybody's feelings or egos or whatever. So that somehow becomes so much more important in our society than saving lives and making lives worth living. I don't know where it was that everybody got all of their many. I don't understand where everybody's priorities got so out of whack. I mean, we as individuals, we as a nation, we as a people, but this isn't just America's problem, truly, when we think about that particular area. The things that are valued and the things that are considered polite or right and politically correct and all that, that whole thing has gone to such a wackadoo extreme that somehow in this, we have people that use and abuse that. And it goes all the way up to Trump himself. It's a great example. Okay, so he himself on more than one occasion has, in his truly narcissistic and very sociopathic ways, he has made it so that he has backlashed with that very thing. That very, look at you. You're doing what it is that technically, yes, that he has done many times himself. But yeah, that is another part of what perpetuates this ever-growing, it goes beyond an epidemic, really, technically. It's snowballing literally as each day goes by, along with a lot of other issues and problems that we as human beings, some of us just keep our heads in the sand, thinking that if we just don't really think about it, it just goes away. That is sort of, I will dare to say, primarily an American Anglo way of handling things. And we see what that end result is of that. The problems just keep getting worse and everyone suffers. Believe it or not, even all the way up to the rich people, whether they really choose to acknowledge the reality of that or not, the truth is that when you let people in any society have their basic needs go unmet for so long, and all kinds of awful problems go on for so long with little to nothing in the way of help or even discussion about how to go about helping these problems and stopping them ultimately, with the main aim of stopping them or at least greatly reducing them. If you let that go on for too long, sooner or later, it's going to end up hurting everybody at every level. To some degree, it is a given. And in the most severe situations, it's only a matter of time, as we've seen throughout history, that what happens when you let that really run amok too long. Societies like that topple. That's right. And that is where we are on the brink of right now. Whether any of us really wants to admit that, because it is fucking scary and it should fucking scare us really badly, but that's right where we're at. So we have a situation where it seems, especially most recently, like there is literally a war of the sexes. It is men against women and children. And the men are literally murdering the women and the children here domestically. Acts of domestic terrorism on the part of primarily current and former military trained males. And I don't hear anybody or see anybody really doing a hell of a lot to keep this from perpetuating. And as you can probably tell, this is very personal to me, very personal to me. And yeah, I'm more than a little ticked. I'm more than a little worried, and I'm more than a little disgusted. I will not share my own personal story right at this moment that has to do with all of these very important issues and subjects. That will be possibly in a near future separate and apart episode. I would much rather to hear, if anyone dares to share openly and honestly, uncensored, unfiltered, your story. Yes, I'm asking you to share your story or the story of someone that was very close to you that you witnessed at least most firsthand yourself. Not just hearsay, but, you know, I need it to be your experience or the experience of you as like a child witnessing your mother being abused by a military man. Or if you have yourself suffered as a victim of a military trained person here in America domestically, if it's in a situation of like one of the recent shootings and you happen to have been at one of the places where one of these awful shootings happened, or whatever the case may be, anything along those lines, I would really, really appreciate if you would contact this podcast via this messaging system here on Anchor, and we'll be willing to be interviewed by myself, or if you prefer, just do as I just did and just share your story, uncensored completely, you know, no holds barred and all that. Either way, whatever is more comfortable to you, whichever you prefer. But truly, the only way that we are ever going to get this really even acknowledged in any significant way, much less helped to improve, is we are all going to have to be very outspoken and very vehement about just that happening. And that will begin by our telling our stories and being very outspoken about these issues, and not worrying about whether we're going to win any popularity contests or tick anybody off or any of that sort of thing. We are going to have to be very brave and very courageous and very outspoken. And especially we women are going to have to, maybe even risk our lives in the process. But hey, we're already very likely, many of us, with our lives already very much in a shambles and very much at risk just by being women in this world right now. And especially as it just seems to turn out now, maybe even more so than a lot of so-called war-torn third world country areas, America in particular seems to have a war on women like never before. And we are, whether we speak out or we don't, and we try to stay silent, we are just as much at risk just because we are women. And we are living in America surrounded by men, some who are current or former military trained personnel with severe mental issues, and some that are not military trained ever, that have very similar issues and have been, by way of our society, American society, and possibly religious training during their growing years, has taught them that lording your supposed physical superiority over the females and the children is perfectly fine. Abusing and using women to serve your own male purposes is perfectly fine. Women are to be regarded as subservient, subordinate, subhuman to you, the male. And it's okay, perfectly fine, maybe even expected of you, to at least occasionally maybe chastise and or verbally abuse or somehow physically abuse to get your woman in order and all like that, right? Everything that is taught from the time that we as women are little girls and they as men are little boys to us all, be it in our households or in our public school systems or our private school systems, often run by religions, all of those things that we were taught in our growing years, we live out in our adult years, like it or not. And much of it is very fucked up, very sick, very twisted, very unhealthy, and yes, life-threatening. And we women and children, more than you men, suffer the most because of it. It is not fair. It is not just. And for those of you who believe yourselves to be wonderful Christians, in particular, it is not of God. It is not right. And it needs to stop. And if the only way to get it to stop is to bring about a reversal of power, maybe give you all a taste of your own medicine for a while, so be it. Long overdue. I, of course, would prefer a more peaceful means. I'm not, looking forward to a regular revolution, much less a very special one, unlike we've probably never had throughout human history. But it seems like we have something setting up here that could be just that, a true war of the sexes and revolution that is going to be a sexual revolution unlike any other sexual revolution before. I mean, it could get to the point where, yeah, we round up the men and we put you in cages because you've pretty much confirmed that that's the best way we can stay safe as females. I mean, really, that would be a shame. Truly, it would. But I mean, if you don't seem to give us much choice in the matter and it's us or you, I mean, there we go. I mean, think about it. If it were the reverse, right? I mean, think about it. So maybe it's in your own interest, men, anybody who might be daring to listen to this far, maybe it's in your own best interest that you kind of lighten up on the shitting on women thing. And maybe, just maybe, don't be silent when the guy next to you is being a total asshole to his wife and or kids in public. Because, yes, they do that sometimes. Usually they like to keep it in private, of course. But, yeah, there's often times when you will witness somebody, like, you know, verbally abusing, maybe even physically abusing their wife and or kid or kids in public. And you will think to yourself, what an asshole, right? But you won't say anything. You won't do anything. And yeah, a lot of us women, we witness other women being talked down to, being verbally abused, being mentally abused, being financially abused. I mean, hell, we still are waiting for women to get paid the same money for doing the same jobs. That's insanity. Especially when, truth be told, women on average tend to be more detail-oriented, and that means, guess what? They're more likely to do the job right the first time. Yeah, better quality, less pay. That doesn't make sense, does it? Not to me. Oh, that's right. I'm a woman, so I therefore don't think logically. Oh, wait, no, that was me thinking more logically than the male species seems to be thinking. Judging by how they run things. Just saying. So, if we women tend to think truly more logically, and we are more detail-oriented, and we can make better sharp shots, by the way, and we do a host of things at least as well as men, if not better, why is it that we still have yet to have even one female vice president, much less president, or for that matter, why is it there's never been a woman pope? There's no women still allowed to be priests. There's no women in many other religions that really get to have a very high standing in the various religions. Think about it. There's so much that's allowed, and it's just taken as okay because, hey, it's the way it's been. But how many other things have there been that used to be the case? I mean, like, for instance, slavery of the black people, right? Okay, the black people of America, they got shat upon. They had awful abuses. They were slaves. Literally enslaved, forced to do work for no pay. Okay. That's not allowed anymore in America, right? Okay, so here we are with, it's still okay to make fun of women. It's still okay to treat women less than. It's still okay to occasionally hit your wife or chastise her even in public or put her down or whatever. And matter of fact, it's so okay. Almost every TV show, every movie that you're going to watch is going to have at least several instances of that in there. At least. And we're all just expected as women to just nervously laugh it off. Yes. And often we just do so. It's just almost automatic, you know, and we don't even think about it because it's just so the norm. But it shouldn't be. Obviously, it shouldn't be. And it should be obvious that it shouldn't be. And yet it seems like, no, it's not so obvious. It's still in the year 2019. Yeah, it's almost 2020, folks. And we're still with the same bullshit going on. Seriously? I mean, it's beyond disappointing and beyond disgusting. Am I fed up? Yes. Am I beyond depressed and disappointed in my fellow human beings? Fuck yeah. Very much so. Just so you know, this is not sour grapes and this is not bitterness talking. This is divine retribution in the making. I am beyond fed up. I am tired of, there isn't even a word for it. Tired doesn't even begin to describe it. Of having to see and hear and witness other women and children go through horror. I'm also very tired, especially of recent history. I am very tired of having to hear about males that are veterans and they're boo-hooing their stories and simultaneously expecting themselves to be treated as heroes. And yet, they do nothing to improve their own mental health issues that are causing them to not only be a hardcore addicts, but to literally use their wives and children as punching bags, physically, mentally, emotionally, verbally, spiritually, killing them with every blow that they make against them. They are killing them little by little. It is murder, just as much as if they took a gun and shot them and killed them instantly. Only it's a much more, in a lot of ways, it's way more an awful death. The process is torturous. It is devious. It is twisted. And if the woman tries to escape, tries to get help, often she will end up going right back to the person that is abusing her, that is a veteran, because of so many things. But it's really not just because of herself and the veteran that's victimizing her. So let's just get that straight right now. Because the truth is, even if the veteran that is the abuser is a sociopath or at least an extreme narcissist, he nonetheless was victimized by the military himself. And he's not going to probably ever acknowledge that. Any more than someone who has been very indoctrinated into a cult is likely to admit that, especially while they are still at least loosely associated with that cult. That's just a fact right there. So, very unlikely that a veteran is going to admit to how he was brain fucked and he was used and abused and then discarded when he could no longer be used and abused. And guess what? Guess what? Those very same men who had that done to them themselves, yes, by the military. Guess what those guys go on to do to women? And yes, I mean women plural, because seldom will you find a veteran, especially since the 80s, who will only have been married one time. Yeah. Either the women will be killed off, or will just eventually escape the torment, and with or without kids, they may get help to escape, maybe, but it won't be from anything VA related. The services afforded them will be very unlikely offered by anybody even loosely related to the veterans or the Veterans Administration or healthcare or whatever. No, it won't be a part of that system. Very unlikely. Because guess what? I have quite a few times now for various reasons and things, I have scoured the internet, and not just locally, mind you, and come up empty. And it's disgusting. It's truly disgusting how little there is to address these very important, yes, matters of life and death. We acknowledge what people that have voluntarily here in America, yes, it's somewhat voluntarily that primarily men, but some women as well, who go into the military, the armed forces. Yes, we acknowledge at least what they go through, how they have things like PTSD to deal with when they get back to the States. What we don't seem to address is that they're not the only victims of war or of the military or of what happened to them, the abuse that they suffered in the military. No, what we don't like to admit to ourselves is that we are all victims of the military and of war, and especially in relation to them when they get back here. Because whatever doesn't get addressed adequately with these original victims of war that are coming back from these wars after having been used as killing machines, whatever it is that they're suffering when they get back here is going to be literally washed over, band-aids on bullet wounds. Need I say more? And when that happens, who is the person that's most likely to suffer other than themselves? Yeah, that's right. Anybody that is closely related to them, and especially stuck in the same household with them. So that would be their girlfriends, wives, children. So, what to do, right? Well, so I've heard educating and speaking out are the main two first things to do. The first orders, that's what we need to do. But that's not all we need to do. Because talk, yeah, is pretty cheap. And it gets little accomplished if that's all it's done. Just talking. Lip service is not good enough. We are really, really with a very big, growing situation of huge proportions. It's gonna have fallout for everyone if it blows. I mean, really big time. It's just been working its way up. All we have to do is just pay attention to the so-called media coverage of these situations. And you know, some people may posit, well, it's just because we have so much media and so many different forms of media that we seem to be bombarded. It seems like there's so much more incidents happening. Well, maybe so. Maybe that's seasoning to some degree our perception of just how much of this is going on. But I don't think that's really the case. I do believe that if one wanted to go through all of the myriad of things one would have to do to find statistical data to back up that, yes, there has been a steady increase.
And that especially in our most very recent media coverages, the last, say, decade or so, it has been a steady and very significant increase as to the number of mass shootings and the number of killings of wives and or children of current and ex-military trained personnel, primarily males. Yes. So what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do to at least greatly and significantly improve this and keep it from growing worse? That's what you and I, all of us, male and female alike, it is all of our responsibilities, all of us, to work together. All of us who care and don't want this to grow worse, it is our responsibility to do something or some things to improve things ASAP. So let's start out with daring to dialogue about it, right? Okay, well, I've said my piece with no sugarcoating. How's that for truth casting, huh? All right. Till next time. Keep it real. And dare to be the truth caster you know you want to be. Welcome to the Truthcast, Episode 1, Part 2. This portion of the Truthcast is going to be discussing various things related to relationships, and in particular, unhealthy and abusive relationships. Most of the podcast episodes featuring issues such as the male-female relationships will be centered on heterosexual relationships primarily, because I am a heterosexual and I do not assume to be able to make any kind of judgments, or especially informed judgments, or have really a right to state opinions or judgments regarding something I know little to nothing about, because I am not, at least not thus far, have I, I switch teams or become bisexual. So I primarily shall be focusing on heterosexual relationships when it comes to especially the relationships that is man and woman, and for want of a better term, romantic or physical, love, lust related heterosexual relationships. Okay, so let's just put that out there right now. And yes, it's because this is the Truthcast, so we've got to keep it real and truthful, 100%. So there we are.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.